fighting for America.
When is the administration going to tell the American people the truth about Benghazi?
Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Why aren't we talking about something else?
Democrats are all talk and no action.
Fighting for Idaho.
How about the A-10 platform? There's never been a question in my mind that it's going to go away. The question is when.
We're always going to be ready when the governor calls us up and when the president calls us to go overseas and take care of our nation's wars. We're going to do that too.
Fighting for you.
There's people have an attitude about attorneys already. I have a lot of friends who are attorneys, so my, you know, apologies ahead of time here to my friends who are attorneys out there listening.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Woo!
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning. We are honoring mothers today at 580 KIDO. So if you have a thought about your mom, do want to thank Pat from Middleton for his courageous story. Of course, Pat has been lobbying us for, I think, as long as we've been doing the schools program to be at one of his schools. So we will be at Greenleaf Academy coming up Thursday, promoting our schools, securing our future. Thanks to the friends, our friends at CapEd for making that happen. And it's important that we mention folks like CapEd and MinutemanRx.com and Tway Travel, because they support the programs that we put together. You know, it's funny when you say, hey, I want this. Well, then how are you going to pay for it? And they help us do that. By the way, our friends at MinutemanRx.com want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. They'll be closed tomorrow, but they're open today, 10 to 6, 10% off all items in honor of Mother's Day. That's in Star, Idaho, right across from the Maverick. Check them out. They're great, great Americans, great folks. Joining us now from the Meridian Chamber, Betsy Davies. Betsy, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
You are one of the hardest working people that I know. You're always on the social media. You're always doing this. You're always promoting what's going on in Meridian.
Well, thank you. We have a lot going on.
That you do. As I said, I used to live in Meridian, and it is still the place to be, in my opinion. So
it is, for sure. We're kind of the center of the universe, we think.
I know. In fact, if I were still living there, and maybe even if I'm not, I think we should just move everything that is Idaho, including the capital, to Meridian.
I like it.
You know,
I'm for that.
We can move the state house to the village.
Hey, that's a great idea. I was just there yesterday. It would be a beautiful setting.
I think the village would like that. So we've got the 12th annual golf tournament, and looks to be a great weekend for it.
Absolutely. You know, it's coming up on Friday, May 16th at the club at Spurwing, and it is our biggest event that we do all year. Very excited. We've even grown it this year. We're expecting 144 golfers for a gorgeous day. So just looking forward to that. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year for the chamber. It keeps everything going that we do all year long.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the benefits of the chamber, not just in Meridian, but in other places. What do they do?
You know, the chamber just is your spokesperson in the community. We are all about small business and all business, really. We know that a healthy business climate is great for our community in so many ways. So we just are here to help with that and promote that and help your business any way we can.
Well, final thought for you, and again, we'll get to the information here about the golf tournament one more time, Betsy, but how is the mayor's office, the chamber, and everyone else just managing the growth there now in Idaho's second largest city? When you think of Eagle Road, you think of the 10-mile project, now the new project on Meridian Road. That's a lot of growth to handle. That's a lot of infrastructure to build.
It is. You know, the one thing that I just really love about this city is that despite the huge amount of growth and how fast it is, everything seems to be so well thought out. You know, it's smart growth, and it doesn't get out of hand, which is a great thing. We have wonderful leaders in this city, and they're very capable of taking it all on.
Well, we do appreciate that. So if people want to play some golf or support the Meridian Chamber, what can they do?
They can give me a call here at the Chamber. I do have 4 teams left to fill. So we would love to have some more golfers out. My number over here at the chamber is 888-2817.
Well, Betsy, we appreciate it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we're also looking for silent auction items. We have a great silent auction that helps with our fundraising that day. So if there's anybody interested in that, they can give me a call as well.
Well, thank you very much, Betsy, and keep up the great work.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. There we have it, Betsy from the Chamber talking about the golf tournament. And look, we're a proud part of the community. We love talking about the big issues. We also like to talk about you. And we like to listen, which I think is unusual. You know, if I ever wrote a book, it would be Everybody Wants to Be Heard, No One Wants to Listen. Except that's what Dorothy Miller says to me all the time anyway. I resemble that remark. Anyway, earlier today, we had a chance to talk to Kay Robertson. If you missed it, we're going to share that with you. And I would love for you to do what Pat from Middleton just did and share some stories about moms in your life that are here or have made a difference in honor of Mother's Day at 580-5436. 580-KIDO. By the way, here is Kay Robertson with us from earlier this morning. Joining us now is the best-selling author, D is for Duck Calls, Miss Kay Robertson. You remember she was in Idaho just a couple months ago. Miss Kay, good to have you with us. Good morning, ma'am.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, you're getting in the publishing business. Before, you were doing the videos and the books, and now you're doing a children's book.
Well, children's books have always been near and dear to my heart. I mean, when I was a little girl in my town I grew up in, there was only like less than 300 people in that town. And I'm telling you, my favorite place to hang out was the library. It was so small, you wouldn't believe it, but I loved it. And the librarian was an older lady with white hair, I remember. And I'm telling you, it was my favorite place. And since then, I've always loved children's books.
Well, why are children's books so important, Miss Kay? I mean, you know, we all read them and we all remember about them, but how do you write to that audience?
Well, you know, to me, just because America seems to love our family and our show and a lot of things that we do, and they're familiar with them, especially children. So what better way to get them to learn the ABCs than by the illustration from our show? I mean, we just did it. I did it in front of two schools, and the book itself, when you had the certain, every time I talked about, like, the part in there about B is for Bobo, they love the dog thing. And then, of course, I went in to say how I call Bobo on the show, which is annoying to most people, but kids love it. And, you know, in any mention of Uncle Si, and they just come unglued. And, of course, you have the, you know, the ones about Si in there. So it was just went over beautiful.
Miss Kay Robertson with us, Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. And last time we had Miss Kay on, she was on with her son, Alan. They were getting ready to come in to hang out with Lawrence Denny and at the Idaho Center. You all had a good time. I introduced you all, so I'm wondering what you thought of Idaho.
I loved Idaho. I really did. Fields actually hunted up there before, I think on the Snake River or something like that. But he's always loved it, and I do too. I wish sometimes I could just come back and not work and get to enjoy it more. But Phil has hunted and had a good time up there. But a lot of nice people there.
Miss Kay with us at 580KIDO. D is for Duck Calls. Miss Kay, what makes a great mom?
I think the total of, well, the commitment to being a mom and paying attention to your children, to listening to them. It's so important. And I think it's fun to have fun with your kids, just not all serious, but just have a good time. See, when I've actually made a little library in the old office next door. We call it the Blue House, but the first room is a library, and my grandkids actually think that all mamas have a library like I do, which they, you know, they don't, of course. But I've bought so many books, collected so many books. I took so many books that people were just getting rid of, and I put them in my library. And I'm going to tell you something. I think that means so much to me, but the grandkids actually check them out and everything. And the only thing I said, we don't enforce the fines. If they're late, they don't have to pay. They have to maybe work, but not pay.
Working with Phil, I think it'd be better off to pay.
I know. That's true, too.
Now, Miss Kay, what's the difference here as we get ready for Mother's Day weekend? What a great gift for children or even for a mom so she can read to her kids. D is for Duck Calls here. What's really the difference between being a mom and a grandma? Which is more fun?
The grandma of all, yes. Because to be able to take your kids and enjoy them and then be able to give them back, too. You know, it's like anything. It's like Phil. I love him to death, but do I want to be with him 24/7? Not really, because when we're together, it is so special. And then when we're apart, we miss each other. It's kind of like that's how you are with your grandkids. And with your kids, when you were with them every time, you love them. But sometimes you just need time apart. It makes you love each other more when you're back together. And I just think that's an enjoyment thing with the grandkids. I mean, I'm telling you, it's so special. But now what I love, and I told Phil, whenever the show, we don't have the show anymore, I'm going to miss that every week I'm with my grandkids and my kids. I mean, it's like my kids would say probably sometime, Mom, we don't have time to come. We're busy, this and that. But now they say, you know, we say, you have to be there. And, of course, they're there. And I love it. I love it.
Miss Kay Robertson with us. Her new book, D is for Duck Calls, 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Now, I know, and this, let me apologize in advance for asking this question. Which one's your favorite kid? I mean, you talk about that on the show all the time, and it's kind of like a running joke, and Alan talked about it at the Idaho Center. Do you have a favorite? Can you mention that to us?
Well, it's like this. My kids say my favorite is whoever I'm with at the time, and maybe there's a lot of truth to that. Each one of them is so special in their own unique way, and, you know, I travel so much with Alan, and he really is the one that's probably the most caregiver for me and Phil, and so he is so very special. But then there's Jeff, who's the baby, and always picked on by the other brothers. I have to defend him. And then Willie, you know, he's the big boss. But I told him last time, I said, listen, son, I gave you birth, so you owe me a lot, so don't you ever try to pull the big shot on me. So, you know, and Jay, who would argue with a signpost, but yet he's tenderhearted to where he says, Mom, if I ever think about you and Dad not being here, it just makes me tear up. Who would think he said that? But he did. So, yeah, they're all very special.
Miss Kay, what would you like to say to mamas and grandmas and stepmoms and foster moms and all moms on Mother's Day?
I would want to tell them to love their families. To love them, enjoy them, and have fun with them.
Do we appreciate moms as much as we should?
No. I think it's too fast-paced generation. I remember sitting for hours with, now I'm thinking about my grandmother now because my mother worked a lot at the store we had. But, I mean, the hours we spent out in a swing in the yard, a swing. And yet, the old-timey way, people drove by and you waved at everybody that drove by. Can you imagine doing that now? We waved at them because that's just what we did. And we would shell peas, shuck corn, do all those things, and just talk and talk and talk and talk. And you'd just see beauty in a bird that came by or, you know, in flowers that were grown or whatever vegetables we picked. That's missing today.
Well, Miss Kay, God bless, and we so enjoy this. I know you're doing a lot of these today and the filming, and we just want to let you know in Idaho, we appreciate, you know, your working and everything else. So thank you for making our Mother's Day weekend.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye. There you have it, our interview from earlier today with Kay Robertson. At 580KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here. It is Mother's Day weekend. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you'd like to say hello to your mom or talk about your mom. You know, so many times we, you know, it's always this, that, and the other. But as we said to Miss Kay, do we really appreciate our moms? Do we? Do you? I tell you, I don't. Like you, like everybody, we love our moms, but do we really ever go as far as we should? Well, now's the opportunity to do that. Right here with your crew, your militia, your whatever you want to call this assortment of folks at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 580. 580-
Good morning to Boise's constitutional patriot, Mr. Kevin Miller. Thank you so very much for doing what you're doing.
Go for it, big guy. Is the coffee ready?
Earning your trust every morning.
Thank God it's...
Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Thank God it's...
I'd like to thank Larry Gebert for that overnight rain and that... just enough wetness to ruin the car wash I had the other day. Hopefully your car is doing all right. Kevin Miller with you here, 580 KIDO. We are doing something a little different. It is Mother's Day weekend. Your thoughts on your mom or Patriot Ray and I will be taking your calls tomorrow morning from 5 to 8. But there are a few stories that are going on, and we always love talking about education. And for those of you that missed Glenn's show yesterday, they were talking about the guy in New Hampshire. Did you hear about this? He was at a school board meeting, and apparently he went over the two-minute rule. So the school board in New Hampshire had him arrested. That's right. William Bear, he rose to complain about the sexually charged content of a book his ninth-grade daughter was assigned to read, 19 minutes, basically graphic content for ninth graders. Now, a lot of people, we've seen this going on in Meridian with that book, what is it, The Part-Time Indian? And then you had the libs coming in from Seattle. Apparently there is not enough things for the libs to do in Seattle. They came in and passed out the book. Oh, my goodness. Democracy was saved in America today. So I have a broader question for you guys. And let me ring the humorous bell for you. to break the tenseness here. Why is it that, you know, we have this part-time Indian thing going on, which the parents have ruled they don't want it in their schools. And then people talk about the First Amendment, yet Donald Sterling has his private phone calls recorded, and there's another one which we'll share with you in a minute, and that's okay. Anyway, this young man, William Bear, should be very proud of his daughter. After he was hauled out in handcuffs, and I heard Glenn and Pat at 580 KIDO talking about it yesterday, that the cop's hands were shaking because he didn't want to do it. Of course, he was just following orders. Didn't want to do it, had to follow orders. Here's what his daughter had to say after the school board yanked her daddy out of the meeting and had him arrested.
So with that, I'll open up public comment. Yes. Hi, I'm Marina Bear. I'm the guy's here with Dover. I just watched you.
Could you put your address?
It's there. The same as my father's.
I know, but would you state it for the...
What is your address? The same as my father's, since you just hauled him out of here. Is this really necessary?
I'm 3 Terrace Hill Road.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just watched my father get arrested because he broke the two-minute rule at a Board of Education meeting. This just shows that you resort to force at the first turn of conflict, and I'm appalled. So I don't trust you. I haven't. And I honestly don't feel safe around you people. That's all.
There you have it. The words of a 14-year-old. Who in their right mind has someone arrested, stuffed, and cuffed, Roscoe P. Coltrane style, for breaking the two-minute rule? Patriot Ray, who is warming up in the bullpen to join us tomorrow at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Kevin. You know, I listened to that yesterday, plus I watched the video this morning, and that man did not deserve to be taken out like that. He wasn't being rude. He wasn't being contentious about it. He just was trying to make a statement, one of them, to say, why can't we have an out for this thing? You know, if we don't want our kids to see it, why can't you have a paper? Why didn't you send us papers earlier? He was just asking specific questions, boy.
That happens to me all the time, yeah.
But I look at this, and our school boards, our schools, they're all going nuts. I mean, this is insane. We've got situations, like I say, you know, our kids are being intimidated. They're being threatened. You know, this is not right, Kevin. That's the reason we need to keep speaking up. Everybody needs to get on board with this and let the school boards know you're wrong. You're supposed to enforce what's right, not keep enforcing what's wrong and putting this garbage in front of our kids. You can't say prayer, but you can give them this crap. Excuse me. So I just don't get it. I don't get it. Are these people all brain dead, Kevin?
I would agree with you.
And I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
You're warming up in the bullpen.
You betcha.
All Learn right.
To go.
Patriot Ray, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. 580 KIDO coming up. What you can do to help out a great cause to stamp out hunger. In addition to that, at 580-5436, still really except Pat from Middleton and Kevin Miller. That's about the only people that have had a chance to talk about moms. Certainly there are more people that would love to give their mom a shout-out, right? Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
Boise police responded to a home just off Orchard near Targhee. Three people inside were shot. We don't have an update on their condition.
What we're asking for the public to help us with is if they hear anybody talking about a shooting last night, that they call police dispatch right away.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. You ever just whatever happened to the right to privacy?
You can't force someone to sell property in America.
Got that right, Donald Sterling. What about the First Amendment?
You think I'm a racist? You think I have anything in the world but love for everybody? You don't think that. You know I'm not a racist.
Well, we don't know, and we'll talk about that in a minute. To the glamour boy of the Gem State Patriot, that would be Tea Party Bob, editor, publisher, man of the world, multimedia star. You heard it here first at 580 KIDO.
Hey, listen, if the government has their way, I won't be in business very much longer. They want to get rid of all those conservative types. So, anyway, I was sitting here listening to your battle of the schools. Do you have a minute to listen to me?
I don't know. Do you have anything compelling to say?
I do. You know, I don't know whether you listened to the debates last night for superintendent of the schools.
I'm going to tell you, you asked a question. You want me to answer, or you just want me to listen?
No, you can answer.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm not really impressed with any of them.
Well, I'm looking for solutions.
They weren't. I didn't. Solutions. One guy keeps going, that's a good question. That's a good question.
They were all good questions. I said the same thing to my wife, Kevin.
Another one goes, well, I'm the most qualified.
Yeah, I know. Everybody was qualified. But there was an interesting question, and that was, because you were talking about this morning, every year we fight about the levies throughout all the different school districts. I mean, we've been fighting about them since I got here in 2004 in Meridian. But the problem is not with the school levies. The problem is with the state funding. And they did ask a good question last night, and that was, how would you fund our educational system and increase the funding? And there's only two people who came up with the right answer, and that was Einan and Jenkins. And they said you have to grow the economy, because that's the real problem here.
What does that have to do with being a school superintendent?
Well, you know, if you don't grow the economy and if you don't have the education in place, okay, companies are not going to come here. All right? So you need to have the education in place so that people can see that you're dedicated to providing the people that will be able to take over the jobs if they bring their companies
you
here.
You can't put the education in place without the money.
Ah, there you go. Ergo, the answer to the problem.
I'm a quick one.
And this goes back to the lands issue with Bundy and all the other
stuff. Yeah, yeah. Before we go on the Tea Party Bob talking points, how are you liking your suspension, by the way?
It's miserable.
Do you miss us?
Man, I mean, I've been writing stuff every day. I throw it up on my Facebook, on a Gem State Facebook, because I can't come in there and talk on Saturdays. I used to save it up. Now I just got to put it all out there.
I know.
I have no other outlet, you know, except for the videos, and I don't get to do those that often.
Well, we miss you. I mean, what's better than Tea Party Bob on the radio is Tea Party Bob on the video.
Well, I will tell you something. Going out to 430 homes in my district was the best experience I've ever had in my life.
Uh-huh.
because it taught me the amount of complacency that's out there. But it also showed me that there are actually some people who really do care. I wound up talking to 155 of those 430 people, and I would say that a good 20 or 30% of them actually wanted to know what kind of knowledge I had about the candidates and why I was running. But many of them didn't even know what a precinct committeeman did. In fact, they wanted, is that an elected job? I says, yeah. Well, you know, it's amazing how low information our voting public.
Now, wait a minute. Let's talk about the NFL draft, because you just went over my head here.
Nah, the NFL draft is, you know, it's kind of funny that that one kid that won the Heisman Trophy was number 22 in the draft pick.
And look, he's going to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. What were they, last?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, ooh, Cleveland, good luck. Lake effect snow.
They should have hired Jesus, let me tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
They'd have been better off. At least they would have had a fighting chance.
Yeah, well, you know.
What are you talking about tomorrow that I'm going to miss?
You need to wake up at 5 a.m.
You
know, you had me
put me on suspension. I get to sleep till 7.
And then you're going to have people coming up to you tonight and going, are you really suspended? I knew I couldn't trust that Miller. It sounds better than a sabbatical. I love the suspension.
Well, of course angle. It does. Yeah, I mean, then I could put it all on you. It's your fault, not mine.
Yes, I put a lot of things on me.
Too bad you don't live in a district. I could have come around and interviewed you, too.
and given me some lawn tips, like you always do.
Well, at least you have all Republicans on your block.
Well, you know, anyway.
Well, let me finish my
story. Oh, my gosh, I thought you were done.
No, just real quickly, okay?
Hold on, where were we? We were talking about
how to get better jobs here and how to solve this problem.
Well, I'm going to hit you with something here at 580KIDO.
Yeah?
What would you do if you were elected? If you were the governor or if you were the state school superintendent, what would you do? What's your solution?
The first thing I'd do is fight to get our natural resources back. I'd fight to get the 62% of the land the feds own back in Idaho's hands, because that's the key. We're a natural resource state, and resources can grow our economy. You know, with access to the timber, minerals, and natural gas, we can grow our economy, have the best school system in the country. If you just took the timber alone, and harvested what used to be harvested, we could raise the GDP in this state by $1 billion. That's a lot of money. And nobody gets it. And I don't hear anything, you know, from anybody in the administration currently talking about this. I hear a lot of the new candidates talking about it, but I don't hear the administration talking about it. They don't think it's possible to do. You know, when you look to...
Oh, my gosh, we're going on 6 minutes here.
I know, I'm way over time. Listen,
Hold on. Do you remember this?
Yeah. Do you remember this?
I know O from Eagle remembers that very well.
You remember who gave you that bell?
I paid for that bell.
You sure did with the debate.
No,
the healthcare exchange.
You paid for that bell, yes.
Yeah, but you paid for it with your time.
The Tea Party Bob Memorial Bell.
Man, I'll tell you, there's nothing better than listening to you in the morning.
There's nothing better than hearing you in the morning. That way I don't have to talk, and that's a good thing.
And listen, tomorrow I'll be up at 7 o'clock.
You didn't have to. You could have disagreed with that.
I'm never going to disagree with you, Kevin.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's just kind of leave it at that. I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day with your lovely bride.
Yes, 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 yes. And
fact,
you as well.
I
make a great turkey sandwich. Turkey, banana peppers, and mustard. It's the best ever.
Well, it can't be on bagels because I'm not there.
Boy, I'm quite a catch.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Tea Party Bob, the Gem State Patriot. Counting down the minutes of your suspension being over and you're back in action.
10 more days.
I'll see you, sir.
Have a great day.
All right, our great friend Tea Party Bob with us at 580KIDO, 847. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You have a stroller, but you're still a rock and roller.
again, here we are saluting mothers today and tomorrow. Good morning. Thank you, moms, for all that you've done. Your unheralded work going recognized this weekend. If from no one else, from us here, Kevin Miller and the crew at 580KIDO, thank you. Thank you very much. Coming up, we'll have the comments of Donald Sterling. But before that, he says he's not a racist. We are joined by Liberal Steve at 580KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin Miller, the best AM morning talk show west of the Missouri.
Now, I need to ask you a favor.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I need you to go to the Statesman site, and this is for everybody. This is the last weekend of the Best in the Treasure Valley. If you can go to Section 13 and vote Kevin Miller, 580KIDO, for Best Radio Personality, we'd appreciate that. We are looking to send a message not only to the management here but to the new company that bought us that this show matters, that you matter. You matter to me. This is how we show it, how we compete against the decadent, deplorable, cavity-ridden, mind-rotting FM Jabroni Slappies that continue to pollute the airwaves. We are the oxidizer. We are the translator. We are the oasis of information. So what we need is people like you and people that are listening that may or may not like you to go to the Statesman site, Best of the Treasure Valley, lower left-hand corner. Give us a vote, Section 13, and we'd appreciate it. And if you want to do something nice for someone, you can go to Section 92 and go to Hope Blooms as well. But I digress. Go ahead, Liberal Steve.
You're a day late and a dollar short. Did that already, Kevin. Of course, I went in and voted for you right away, my man.
Well, thank you.
And I just want to say, since it's a political season, that if I get to remain governor, I will put taxes on your gas.
Are you, wait a minute, before you go, are you working Monday?
No.
Do you work anymore?
Well, yeah, on and off.
All right, so go ahead. So you're a governor now.
Yeah, as governor, I just want to say, you know, I balanced the budget because we were broke and didn't have anything to spend.
How did your campaign ever go? Because you were running for governor, then you weren't, and now you've become governor. Governor Liberal Steve.
Well, I'm just going to let somebody have a shot at it for another 4 years, and then I'll step in and make things happen. But going on to say, if I am reelected governor, I will put taxes on your gas. I'll guarantee it. Since I went ahead and I got state insurance and a contract with a Wi-Fi with no other bids coming in, yeah, the good old days are here, Ed. I'm not going to release what they inject into people we put to death out there, because that's state business, and that's private state. And this is LS, and I approve this message.
Is this your attempted humor?
I have no humor. You know that, Kevin.
Truer statement from your mouth in the past 18 years that you and I have been on together.
I went up against O, and it turned into an O-O.
You did. You know, and that's funny, by the way. That was a Saturday show at 580KIDO. You've beaten Pat from Middleton twice, but O cleaned your clock.
Yeah, but he'd never come back if I would have beat him just really hardcore, you know what I mean?
So, you were pretty weak. You were not prepared.
And I'm on a CPAP machine now, so I'm getting a lot better sleep, so I'll be much better next
time. Do recommend that, huh?
The CPAP?
Yeah.
Well, if you have sleep apnea, yeah. You're destroying your body without it, and I didn't know that until a couple of weeks ago. I did a little sleep source, sleep overnight at the old Luke's.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
Hey, no problem, man. And you stay fired up. And to all the mothers, where would we be without you? In the ozone. Fire up, Kevin.
Thank you, Liberal Steve. Great point. Let's get you to traffic. 580 King up. Keep it here. We need you to listen to our great friends Glenn, Dave, and Sean. Brian Wiley will bring you home this evening after Sean. And as I said to Liberal Steve, folks, it's a pain, but if you do it, we'd appreciate it. This sends a message internally and externally to people that may have issues with us. I get no benefit out of it, just the talking point that this show matters. So please go to the Statesman website, give us a vote, share it, pump it up, Section 13, we appreciate it. And to each and every buddy that that has a mom, that celebrates their mom, that's missing their moms, to the moms listening, thank you. for all your hard work, your dedication, your unconditional love. May the smiles, the hugs, the kisses you get warm your heart the way you've warmed ours for so many years. God bless. Serving